Welcome back to Highlands Postcards from the Finish Line here in beautiful Boston. Remember, stop your cramp, not your race. We're also brought to you by Polar. Chase your destiny. And two women who know how to chase your destiny. We've got Jessica Leonard and Nancy Haydinger. How are you guys?
We're fabulous.
Love awesome. It. Yes. Well, Jessica, we're going to start with you. So talk a little bit about getting into this world, because I think you started out in the world of Ironman catching people coming across the finish line.
I did. One of my good friends and mentors, Mary, was racing Ironman 2008. And knowing
which
that...
Which one? Which Ironman?
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, look, yes. Of course. Louisville,
yes,
yeah.
Louisville. Beautiful Louisville. And I knew I wanted to watch her across the finish line after doing some training runs with her and some bikes with her. And that was when I got hooked, line, and sunk, is what I like to say. Because you see all these different stories. I saw proposals. I saw a mother and daughter, both who had breast cancer. I saw, you know, single-leg amputees, one thing after another. And as a catcher, you literally say, you're an Ironman, congratulations. And you put a medal around them, and you just hold on to them and congratulate them.
And try to keep them from falling down.
Keep them from falling, yes. Yes, for sure. It was amazing. And I knew that I wanted to do it again.
The ultimate safety net.
Yes, yes.
Now, had you done a triathlon up until then?
Up until then, I had done there's a canoe, a bike, and a run back home, but never doing a swim, bike, or run before.
But you've done running events.
I had done a couple running events, but nothing too comparable. No marathon or anything of the
nothing
sort.
Like that.
No marathon, nope.
But then you didn't just get in the triathlon. You got into raising money.
Correct.
By doing triathlon.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about how much you have raised.
So to date, and those donations can keep coming through, I think I'm cleared over the $106,000 mark.
Wow.
So for Girls on the Run Cincinnati, which is, it's all the community of Cincinnati and people internationally that follow along and so forth. But I found Girls on the Run the following year and started fundraising and haven't stopped, so I'll keep it going.
Well, and speaking of Girls on the Run, Executive Director for Girls on the Run Vermont, Nancy, so you've done over 25 marathons?
Well, Monday will be over 25 marathons.
Holy heck.
Wow. And heck. 7th Boston.
Yes.
You ran Boston in 2013 and finished 4 minutes before the bombing.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. And what, when you finished, so everything, you saw chaos.
I did. Well, I saw the smoke and I heard the bombs go off. I saw the smoke coming up and somebody thought it was a cannon.
Yeah.
And I was getting my blanket on and I kind of knew it wasn't a cannon.
Yeah.
So I kind of just ran, tried to find my daughter who had finished ahead of me.
Yes.
So I was able to get out of the chaos pretty much. It was so early on, people didn't even know what had happened at that point.
But. So when did, at that point, you vowed you were going to run in 2014?
I wanted to run the 2014, but I did not make it. I qualified by 30 seconds, 28 seconds,
yeah.
And that's not qualifying enough to get in for 2014. I really wanted to be there.
Right.
Just to support the city. The city of Boston in that crisis was just incredible. Then I was not feeling so well the next couple of years, and in 2015, about a year ago, found out I had a brain tumor and had successful surgery at Brigham and Women's Hospital just a year ago.
That's amazing.
And here I am today.
Wait a second. So you had basically brain surgery a year ago, and you're running the marathon
on
Monday.
How lucky am I?
Yeah.
How lucky are we? That is amazing. That is really amazing.
Yes.
Talk about Girls on the Run, because obviously both of you are very involved, and I don't know that much about Girls on the Run, to be honest.
Well, it's a program for our young girls in grades 3 through 8, and we're an empowerment program, building self-esteem and self-confidence, giving girls life skills to help them through these difficult years of their adolescence. And at the beginning of the season, the girls set a goal to complete a 5K event, walking or running.
Right.
So they have this goal at the end, and all in between, they're learning lessons about life skill lessons, taking care of their body,
right.
Perseverance, centering themselves, being a good friend, all these lessons that they're learning while playing running games. And then they're getting physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and at the very end is the culmination of the Girls on the Run 5K event, where they have persevered and reached this amazing goal. And it's just tears at the finish line. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Every time. For sure.
Sure.
And how many girls are impacted?
Well, last year, girls on the run reached over 1 million girls.
How many chapters?
We have 200 chapters in every state in the country. Girls on the Run Vermont has about 3,000 girls per year, and we've reached about 40,000 girls so far.
That is
pretty amazing.
Cool. And your program?
In Cincinnati, we just crossed over the 70 teams for councils, and we actually go a little bit outside of just the greater Cincinnati area, and we have covered over 3,000 girls as well. So it's amazing.
So. And in yours, is it at your daughter's school that started?
Well, that's why I got started. My daughters were in third and fifth grade at the time. And I wanted my own girls to have a little more self-confidence than I had growing up.
Okay.
And so that's why I was interested in getting involved and starting it.
So when you were growing up, there weren't a lot of sports for women.
There weren't. I have to say it was a semi-chauvinistic time. I had three older brothers and all very strong athletes, and I was actually named after Miss America. So that was the time, that generation.
Right.
It's like my job was just to be pretty and sweet and cute and not a lot of expectations beyond that.
Right.
So.
And so for your program, mm-hmm. and what changes have you seen in the girls?
And the girls or the women helping and the men helping? I think it's a combination.
It's everybody, right?
It is. So for the girls, you know, what I love the most is when you find that first girl who kind of doesn't look you in the eye at the beginning, kind of just looks at her feet, kind of kicks the ground, doesn't really understand what the program is about, really doesn't have that inner confidence in the beginning. For my favorite part is seeing that girl on race day who has her beautiful tutu on, who has her crown on, and her eyes just gleam with joy, who's so excited for cheer for everybody else. I think that circle that they go through from, you know, that I don't think I should be here, I don't think I'm a runner, to this is so awesome when we can do it again, you know. And then the confidence, number one, I think is the thing that we see the most. I think that ability and that inner drive to want to do anything,
sure,
including a Boston Marathon one day, comes through them, you know. I think that's one thing that we see. And then more than anything, it's just that small little barrier that I don't have to fill in the dot. I don't have to be, you know, this. I don't have to look like this. I don't need to do this, you know. You can just be, and that's the most beautiful part of the whole program for me, you know, from the young girls in the third grade, you know, to the girls who are continuing on through high school and then college and life. So
I love it.
Yeah.
And what races you have coming up besides, obviously, this little marathon on Monday?
This little marathon on Monday. After this, I am excited more than anything. I am coaching the Queen City Running Club's Half Flying Pig in Cincinnati. That would be so much fun. They're all back home today. Today was a long run for them, so I'm just ecstatic to take a little bit of mileage off and run the Half Flying Pig. And then after that, I have a Half Ironman this year.
I was going to say, which one are you doing? I knew there had to be something.
Delaware, Ohio, yes, definitely for sure. There's a 73 in Delaware. So
good
Delaware,
for
Ohio. So, yeah, I'm very excited. Some little ones in between there, but nothing too big.
I think you might need to get Nancy into the whole triathlon.
We were talking about it. I'm really excited.
Somebody's going to teach me to swim.
We're going to be talking,
to Michelle.
Yeah,
very
for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about Highlands and the Highlands team and being part of this. It's a pretty magical group.
It's incredible. I mean, I don't know about Nancy, but, you know, my stress level and my anxiety level keeps going up, but I think it's just nerves and expectations, and it's such a lifetime thing that when we look at each other, you know, I constantly keep saying, like, is this real life? Like, are we really here?
Is it us?
You know, is it really us? Like, today during the 5K, I was emotional. Listening to Coach Mike at brunch was emotional. It's such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that for anyone, you know, to be able to part of. But especially for something that I believe so wholly in, to represent Girls on the Run, it touches my heart.
Nancy?
It's really amazing.
It's a dream come true. It's just... Yeah. I can't. I have no words.
I know, we
to
keep
describe
crying.
How fortunate we are. We're just so grateful to Highlands for this experience. Yeah. That
it's a first class
cool
experience.
It's you know,
amazing.
It's find yourself, find the finish line, and all the challenges that they've been having us do is really helping us to find ourselves.
Oh yeah,
right. Love
it's pretty
it.
Amazing.
All right, thanks you guys.
Thanks
for squeezing
much.
Us in. I appreciate
no
that.
Thank you.
That is a wrap from day two. Highlands Postcards from the Finish Line at beautiful Boston Marathon. Stop your cramp, not your race. Also brought to you by Polar. Chase your destiny. And for all of you marathoners, it's coming up on Monday. Chase that destiny. We will catch everybody tomorrow morning, bright and early, with day three. Until then, see ya.